الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد خلق الإنسان من طين لازب بل عجبت ويسخرون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار وقال الله تبارك وتعالى سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق ربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أفضل الأيام يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه قبض صدق الله العظيم وصدق النبي عليه الصلاة والتسليم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما درود شریف اللهم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد و علی آل سیدنا و مولانا محمد و بارک و سلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ و علی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ مولای صلی و سلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم یا رب بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا و اغفر لنا ما مضى یا وسع الکرم. After hamd and sana, peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him who is the soul of this universe and who was a true leader for all of us. And because of him, we are Muslim, we are believer and on this straight path. Alhamdulillah, today is Yawmul Jumu'ah. And Yawmul Jumu'ah is the best of all the days. Afdalul Ayyam, Yawmul Jumu'ah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the best day amongst all the days is the day of Friday. And then he gave a reason, فِيهِ خُلِكَ آدَمْ وَفِيهِ قُبِدْ, that the very first man, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, our first father, was born in this very day. And on the day of Jumu'ah, his soul was taken away as well. Jumu'ah hi ka wo din hai, jo saare dinon se afzal hai, saare dinon ka sardar hai. Aur isi din hamare pehle baap Adam alaihi salam paida hue, aur isi din jo hai, unko unki wafat hui. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim and we believe in prophethood, and we have a clear concept from where did we come and after we die, where do we go. Hum musalman hain, Quran Majeed ki tilawat karte hain aur Quran Majeed se guidance hasil karte hain. Hamare concept, tasavvurat, hamare aqaid bade aya hain aur bahut sare aise aasan sawalat جس کو ہم مشکل بھی کہہ سکتے ہیں, اگر وہ پوچھے جائیں تو بہت سارے لوگ ان کا جواب نہیں دے پاتے. لیکن کیونکہ ہم مسلمان ہیں تو ہمارے اندر یہ بات ہمیں پیچھے سے قرآن مجید کی صورت میں اور الہامی کتابوں کی صورت میں بتا دی گئی کہ یہ انسان کہاں سے آیا, فروم ویئر ڈڈ وی کم اینڈ آفٹر وی ڈائی ویئر ڈو وی گو. قرآن کریم از اے بک آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, and the topic and the subject of Quran is human being. Quran Majeed Allah Taala ki larayat kitab hai. Hum mukhtalif kitabe padhte hain, science ki kitabe bhi hain, sociology ki bhi hain, astronomy ki, bahut sare uloom hain. Har uloom, har kitab ka ek mauzu hota hai jisse us kitab mein behas ki jati hai. Lekin Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid wo kitab hai ke jiska عنوان, جس کا موضوع ہم خود انسان ہیں. قرآن talks about us. Quran tells our history. Quran tells us our future, our present. What do we think? From where did we come? And after we die, where do we go? What type of insan are we? And what do we think? What do we want? And what are our natural habits? Kaun se kaam hai jo insan ko karne chahiye ki wo kamyab ho jaye? Kaun se kaam hai ki agar wo karega to nakam ho jayega? Insan sahi kab hota hai? Insan kharab kab hota hai? Insan farishton se afzal kab hota hai? Aur janwaron se bhi badtar kab hota hai? Insan abde hayat e abdi kab pata hai? Aur kab chalta phirta murda ban jata hai? Iski ibtida kya hai aur iski intaha kya hai? Iski taqat kya hai? Ye sochta kya hai? Ye bada rehm dil hai ya zalim hai? Jaldbaz hai ya bada humble hai? Insano ki kisme kaun kaun si hain? All these things Quran talks about. All the Quran talks about us. How can we become successful? And what are those things which can make us fail in this worldly life and in the hereafter as well? So it is really important that we read this Quran, because the subject of Quran is ourselves, we human being. Quran ka subject aur mauzu hum insaan hain. Hame apne bare mein padhne ka ki justaju honi chahiye. So if you want to learn about yourself in a true matter, in a good matter, you need to learn Quran, you need to read Quran. Quran ke zariye hi hame apne ibtida ka ilm hua. A simple question if you ask, we are believers, if you ask a child that who was the first human being on this earth, a 6-year-old child, 7-year-old child, he will give you answer, the very first person on this earth was Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him with clay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him in Jannah, and he was masjude malaika. And then because it was already decreed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him from heavens to all the ways on this earth for a specific time. And after that, ultimately, these human beings are, when they will die, we will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are on the same belief, which was the belief of first man, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we will get back to in Jannah. We will get back in Jannah. Wohi jahan se aaye the, wahi pe wapas chale jayenge. Lekin agar raaste se bhatak gaye, then there is a punishment in the form of hellfire as well. Allahu Akbar. But the same question, if you ask a person who does not believe in divine knowledge, he just believe in scientific knowledge or the knowledge of observation, he will give you lots of theories. And he will say here and there, he will not be able to give you a clear answer. That's why after years and years and years of research, many, many scientists, when they talk about the history of human beings, they have different type of theories, which even sometimes doesn't make any sense as well. A famous theory, which, you know, nowadays always is really famous, the Darwin theory as well. That Darwin, he was a scientist and he observed and he traveled the whole world and he observed deeply all the human beings and the life of the other creature. And he built this theory that insan came into being from a monkey as a result of evolution. As a result of evolution with millions and billions years because of that. But many, many other scientists, they rejected his theory. Remember, that is just theory, not a fact. But this theory became really famous as well. And many, many scientists, they wrote about against Darwinism theory as well. One of the famous scientists, American scientist, his name is Dr. Alice Silver. He was an ecologist and he deeply researched. He was PhD doctor, but not a believer. He didn't believe in divine knowledge. He was a scientist and researcher. So he wrote a book after years and years of research that according to his theory, he said that I think and I believe that humans are not from this earth. They came from another planet. They came from another world. Human being, they are not belongs to this earth. Indeed, they are alien. And he gave many evidences in support to his theory as well. And that is this theory, his theory is, we can say that it's fact, because it is exactly matches with our Holy Quran's verses as well. Usne jo bahut sare dalail diye apni research ke mutabak, scientifically wo sare dalail match karte hain hamari Qurani ayat se. So he gave many theories as well. He observed, he was an archaeologist, and his subject was to observe the life of the human beings and the life of the other animals, the other creature, and their connection with the environment as well. Ke insaan, other jandar, wo life kaise guzarte hain, wo unki aadat kya hain, atwar kya hain, unka mahol se taalluq kya hai. So he gave many reasons. MashaAllah, many of our youngsters, they go to universities, they go to colleges as well, and they work in different type of people, many people, those who do not have any belief. And when you give them answer from the Holy Quran, they say that we don't believe in Quran, we don't believe in any divine book, we just believe in scientific theories and scientific facts. Allahu Akbar. So Dr. Alice Silver, who was not a believer, who does not follow any religion, he gave this theory as well. Bahut sari usne mauzuat aur usne bahut sari reason bayan ki ke ye insaan asal mein aaya kahan se hai. We should be curious about from where did we come, and many people, they are curious as well, and it is good. Quran also tells us kul siru fil ardi fanzuru kayfa bada al khalq summa yu'iduhu summa ilayhi turja'un kul siru fil ardi summa anzuru afala tatafakkarun afala ta'qilun. Go and see and observe this world and the human beings and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. So Quran to daawat de raha hai, tafakkur o tadabbur ki, Allahu Akbar. So he wrote many reasons which are quite make sense as well as a comparison to Darwinism theory as well. Usne bahut sari reasons bayan ki jo hamare liye mashale raha hai. Wo kehta hai ke human are not from earth, they are alien, they came from another planet. He gave a very specific reason. He said that the human beings are not happy on this earth, they are not satisfied. And we see that no matter wherever we are, whoever we are, we never satisfy with our lives. And he says that even he has so many people around him, his relatives, his family as well, still he feels loneliness. Rishtedar bhi hain, family bhi hain, sare rishtedar, dost ahbab bhi hain, phir bhi wo akelapan mehsoos karta hai. Karta hai ki nahi karta? Sometimes har banda ye feel karta hai ke ek kisam ki udaasi si hoti hai, dil mein udaasi hoti hai. Agarche badi mehfile saji hoti hain, khushi ki mehfil bhi ho, usme bhi sometimes ek lamha aata hai, ek waqt aata hai zindagi mein jab hum feel karte hain we are lonely, we are not happy. So he says that human are not happy on this planet. They always try their best to get happiness, to gain happiness, and for this purpose to gain that happiness, he has achieved many things as well. Allahu Akbar. Hum khush nahi hain kyunki jis tarah ki hum life chahte hain, उस तरह की लाइफ को अल्लाह ताला ने जन्नत में छुपा रखा है. ये हमारी इस्लामिक थ्योरी है कि जो लाइफ हम चाहते हैं कि देयर विल बी नो एनी टेंशन, देयर विल बी नो एनी डिजीज, वी वांट टू लिव फॉरएवर, वी वांट टू लिव लॉन्ग लाइफ इवन फॉरएवर, एंड वी डोंट वांट टू डाई एज़ वेल, वी डोंट वांट दैट एनी डिजीज विल कैचेस टू अस. वी वांट अ हैप्पीनेस, फुल ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. We don't want to be sorrow and grief, sorrowful as well. Hum ghamgin nahi hona chahte. Hum jo hai wo hamesha ki zindagi chahte hain, aur aisi zindagi ko Rasoolullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya, aisi zindagi ko Allah taala ne jannat mein chupa rakha hai, log use duniya mein dhoondte hain, bhala kaise payenge. Fiha ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun sami'at wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. ऐसी लाइफ को अल्लाह ताला ने जन्नत में छुपा रखा है. एंड ही सेज दैट इट सीम्स लाइक ह्यूमन आर दे हैव बीन पनिश्ड एंड दे हैव बीन सेंट बाय अ पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी फ्रॉम एन अदर प्लैनेट हु हैड पावर ओवर दिस यूनिवर्स. सो ही सेंट द ह्यूमन बीइंग फ्रॉम एन अदर प्लैनेट ऑन दिस अर्थ एज अ पनिशमेंट. एंड वी कैन सी द स्टोरी ऑफ आदम अलैहिस्सलाम. जब अल्लाह ताला ने हजरत आदम अलैहिस्सलाम को जन्नत में रखा और फरमाया इस दरख्त का फल नहीं खाना, शैतान ने वरगलाया, उन्होंने फल खाया और फिर वो अल्लाह तबारक व ताला ने वहां से उनको जमीन पर भेज दिया. और फिर यहां पे आदम अलैहिस्सलाम एंड हिज वाइफ दे रिपेंट एंड दे वर आस्किंग अल्लाह सुबहाना व ताला फॉर गिवनेस एंड सच अ ब्यूटीफुल दुआ दे हैव आस्क्ड अल्लाह सुबहाना व ताला, रब्बना ज़लमना अनफुसना व इल्लम तग़फिर लना وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. And they are living on this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so many children. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. آدم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی اولاد میں سے اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے بہت سارے مرد اور عورتیں پیدا کر دیے, بہت سارے مرد اور بہت ساری عورتیں پیدا کر دی. Today we have, you know, we have history of human beings, and around 8 billion people are on this earth. We all are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan, kama la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan, kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannati yanzi'u anhuma libasahuma liyuriyahuma. Oh, the children of Adam, make sure that Shaitan would not deceive you like he has deceived your father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and took him out from Jannah. So make sure he will not deceive you in such a way as well. Khayal rakhna ke Shaitan tumhe bhi fitne mein na dal de. Shaitan tumhe bhi jo hai seedhe raaste se bhatka na de. Jaisa ke tumhare walid Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ko usne Jannah se nikalwa diya tha. And this is what is happening as well. Allahu Akbar. We came in this world and we are here for a specific time. But the scientists, they think differently. So Dr. Alice Silver, who is a ecologist as well and PhD doctor, he said that there are so many other reasons as well. There is one reason, the effects of gravity upon our human beings as well. Ye gravity kashish-e sakal jo hai, ye insano par sabse zyada asar andaz hui hai. Because of this gravity, the height of a human being has became decreased with the passage of time. And we see that we have such a beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that when Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam was born, his height was 30 meters, 90 feet. But with the passage of time, the height was decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. Now we average height is 5.6, 6 feet. And if a young man is like 6.5, he thinks that he can touch the sky. You know, agar kisi ka thoda sa lamba kad ho jaye, we think that, you know, I'm a tall man, I'm a young man. But we see that in human being, in the history, Qaum Aad, their height was like mountains. Allahu Akbar. Their height was 100 feet, 90 feet. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born, he was given original height 30 meters. 90 feet. And when we will be get into Jannah, we will get the same height as well. Subhanallah. So he said that because of gravity, gravity affected us so much, but we see the other animals, it did not affect them in such a way like we have been affected. Jaise hum par jo hai, is gravity ne asar andaz kiya hai, aur janwaron pe nahi hai. Wo apni life ko guzar rahe hain, wo waise ke waise hi hain. But hum jo hai wo continuously change ho rahe, but still we are human beings. He gave another reason. He said that even gravity has so much effects upon us, but we are only one kind. But we see there are other creatures, they have thousands and thousands of kind. There are fish in the sea, so many kinds. Ants, so many kinds. Birds, so many kinds. But we human being, we have only one kind. Somebody can think, no, we have many kinds as well. No, we have different colors. We have different languages. Inna fi khalqi samawati inna wa min ayatihi khalqus samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum wa alwanikum. It is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation of the sky and heaven and the difference of your colors and the difference of your languages. Hum Urdu bhi bolte hain, Punjabi bhi bolte hain, English bhi bolte hain, Arabic bhi bolte hain, aur bahut sari language hain. Hamare colors different hain, but despite all of these differences, we are one kind. We are one kind, but we see there are dogs, they have many kinds. There is a big dog, there is a small dog, like even smaller than cat as well. You know, there are fish, many, many kinds. They have many, many kinds. It seems like human beings are not belongs to this earth. They came from another. Otherwise, they would have so many kinds as well. Allahu Akbar. And he gave another reason as well, that the sunlight affects us so much that it does not affect other creature as well. The other creature, they are living, however, whether it is hot, whether this is cold, whether there is sunshine, whether there is a mountain and there is a, you know, ice everywhere, they do not wear any clothes. They don't need any clothes. But we human beings, we need clothes. If there is summer, we need clothes to protect ourselves from the sunshine. If there is a winter, we need big coats. And by living in this country, we change, you know, 5 times our libas as well. Subah aayenge fajar ke liye to bada sara coat pehnenge, dopahar mein suraj nikal aayega to garmi feel karenge. We need heating, we need ACs as well, because we cannot maintain our temperature. But the other animals, other old creatures, they maintain their temperature according to the weather. They can easily change their temperature. But we human beings cannot change our temperature. We cannot maintain our temperature. This is an indication that we are not belongs to this earth. Hum jo hai is zameen ki makhlooq nahi hain. Otherwise, we could be able to maintain our temperature as well. Allahu Akbar. And then he gave another reason. He said that other all creatures are living in a same life, such a same life. We have observed, we have books, we have knowledge that those animals, those insects, those fish in the, those creatures in the sea, they are living same life, but we are constantly changing our life. Our lifestyle, we are trying to get comfortable life. We can see we have made so much progress in our lifestyle. Ek waqt tha jab hum paidal chalte the, ya phir donkey ka daur aaya, cart banaye, phir paya ajad hua, phir karein ajad hui, aur phir wo karon ne bhi tarakki ki, ab Lamborghini aa gayi. To wo gada gaadi se Lamborghini ka safar aur chalne se lekar aasmanon mein udne ka safar, we have changed so much to get that comfortable life. So they say that the other creatures, they do not change their lifestyle, but we are constantly changing our lifestyle to get comfortable life. It seems that the human beings where he lived before, that he was living in such a comfortable life, he had no any problem, but here he is lacking such type of comfortability, and he's trying his best to get that comfortability as well. Wo jo chain, wo jo sukoon Allah Taala ne jannat mein rakha tha, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam usko enjoy kar rahe the, aur marne ke baad inshallah hum momineen bhi enjoy karenge. Inshallah, momin iman shart hai aur nek amal shart hai. Hum inshallah usi ghar mein jahan jayenge jahan se hamare baap aaye the. Kisi shayar ne kya khoob kaha hai ke baroze mahshar ghus jaunga jannat mein, baroze mahshar bekhauf main ghus jaunga jannat mein, wahi se aaye the Adam, wo mere baap ka ghar hai. Wahi se aaye the Adam, wo mere baap ka ghar hai. Indeed, he is the Jannah is the house of my father, because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he came from Jannah as well. But nobody will be able to get into Jannah forcefully. There is restriction by the angels as well. Only those people will get into Jannah who believe in Allah, who believe in the day of judgment, and who do good actions as well. Allahu Akbar. And we see Dr. Alice Silver says that there are other animals. We see lion, we see other animals, they are living in such a same life. Even sher jo hai wo jannat, wo jungle ka badshah bhi hai, lekin kapde nahi pehnta, na usne koi taj sajaya hai. Waise deserve to karta tha na, jungle ka badshah hai, koi chhota sa taj sajata, koi usko koi jubba pehen leta. Aap jubba pehna bhi denge, wo utar ke phenk dega. They are not used to. We human beings, we need clothes. So Dr. Alice Silver, that we are different from all other creatures. It is an indication that we are not belongs to this earth as well. Allahu Akbar. And then he says that we see that we feel that we are not happy. We are not happy. You know, hamare Pakistan ke log jo hain, they want to come to Dubai, to Saudiya, to get comfortable life. Those people who are in Saudiya and Dubai or other countries, they want to come here and USA. But those people who are living here, they want to go back. You know, koi London aana chahta hai, koi New York aana chahta hai, uske liye kya kya kuch karte hain, aur phir jab hum yahan aa jate hain, to phir hum wapas jana chahte hain. Yahan se ticket karate hain, wapas jate hain, mahine ke baad phir wahan dil nahi lagta, phir wapas aa jate hain. That is how our life, we are not happy on this earth. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. This world is a prison for a believer, but this is a jannah for a kafir. But sometimes we think that how is it possible? Because if we compare this worldly life to the life of jannah, this is a prison. This is a prison. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us so much in Jannah. But for a person who is disbeliever, whatever he is getting, it is beneficial for him in this worldly life. But because in the hereafter life, he is going to be punished in the hellfire. Aur jahannam mein jab jayega, to dunya ki sari asayishen bhool jayega. Aur dunya mein jitni bhi pareshaniya, momin jab jannat mein jayega na, to Allah ta'ala usse poochega, ke batao koi takleef bhi dekhi. کوئی بیماری بھی دیکھی وہ کہے گا نہیں یا اللہ مجھے تو کوئی تکلیف آئی ہی نہیں میں نے تو کبھی کوئی دکھ دیکھا ہی نہیں اور کافر سے پوچھے گا جہنم میں بتاؤ کبھی کوئی خوشی بھی دیکھی کبھی کوئی انجوائے بھی کیا لائف کو تو جہنم کا عذاب اتنا سخت ہے وہ کہے گا یا اللہ تیری ذات کی قسم دنیا میں میں نے کوئی خوشی دیکھی نہیں سو الدنیا سجن المؤمن و جنت Kafir, Allahu Akbar. And then he gave so many other reasons as well. And he said that we have food preferences as well. We have to cook our food to eat to make it digestible as well. But other creature, other animals, they hunt, they eat. We cannot eat raw meat, raw chicken, but we have to cook it. You know, hamari behne, maaye, kitni mehnat karti hai, do ghante kitchen mein laga ke, then we eat that food. So that he says that these are the indications that we human or not belongs to this earth. Hum jo hai is jannat ki is duniya ki makhlooq nahi hain. We are here, as a form of punishment, as a test, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa taala says in Quran. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has granted you this life and this death, so He can observe and He can test you who will bring with good action, who will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good actions and with iman. Allah ta'ala ne ye jo maut aur zindagi hame di hai, ye is liye hai ki hum ek imtihan mein hain. So we should think about that, and we can give these logical answers, because for believers, Quran is enough for us. But for non-believers, those who are atheists, those who do not believe in divine knowledge, they just believe in theories and scientific and facts as well, it is important that they should learn and they should observe the life of a human beings and the life of other animals, that we are quite different from others as well. So inshallah, ہم جنت سے آئے ہیں اور انشاءاللہ اپنے نبی کے صدقے میں جنت میں واپس بھی جائیں گے. دنیا میں ہماری خواہشیں پوری ہونے والی نہیں ہیں. ہزاروں خواہشیں ایسی کہ ہر خواہش پہ دم نکلے, بہت نکلے میرے ارماں لیکن پھر بھی کم نکلے. اور فلسفی, جو فلسفی, جو those who are scientists, if they do not believe in divine knowledge, most likely they are not going to get the actual answer. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some of His messengers as a scientist as well. Lekin koi bhi nabi jo hai, wo sainsdan banke nahi aaya. Because scientists only, they talk about this worldly material life. Aur anbiya aapko akhirat mein kamyab karna chahte the. Wo ye chahte the ki duniya mein to insaan thodi der ke liye hai, takleefein aayengi, lekin asal kamyabi akhirat ki kamyabi hai. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاز. The person who has been saved from hellfire and he was entered into Jannah, indeed he is the successful person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah, inshallah. So it is important we be connected with the Holy Quran, because Quran is giving us so many answers in such a nice way that many people, they research years and years and years, still they cannot find the good answer as well. And Quran is giving that answer in such a simple way that our child can answer those questions as well. So hamari ibtida kya thi, pehle Adam alayhi salatu wasalam aaye the, aur hamari intaha kya hai ki jab hum marenge apne rab ke paas wapas laut jayenge, jisne humse hisab lena hai aur jisne hame paida kiya hai, aur inshaallah hamare aamal ke badle mein wo hame jannat ata farmayega. Allah tbarak wa taala se dua hai, Allah tbarak wa taala hame anbiya ki pairvi naseeb farmaye, قرآن پاک کو سمجھ کے اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائے, اور قیامت والے دن ہمیں جنتی لوگوں میں سے فرمائے. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.